Eve with an orchestra. This is his first full-length broadcast interview, and you can hear it Monday night after the proms at 9:45 here on BBC Radio 3.
90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Întoarce-te așa la mine, amândoi s-o frigem bine. Întoarce-te așa la mine, amândoi s-o frigem bine. Dum dacă dumă lagă, dai dumă la la. Dum dacă dumă lagă, dai dumă la la. Dai dumă lagă, dai dumă la la. Rec dacă dumă lagă, dai dumă la la. Intercontinental, vin de carne fără oase la gage celui frumos. Hai dumba, dumba, dumba și-o vinde cu trei leciungă. Hai dumba, dumba, dumba și-o vinde cu trei leciungă. O, da, dumă la la, dum, dacă dumă la, da, dumă la la. O, da, dumă la la, dum, dacă dumă la, da, dumă la la. Rec, dacă dumă la, da, dumă la la. Dum, dacă dumă la, da, dumă la la. Da, dumă la, da, dumă la la. Rec, dacă dumă la, da, dumă la la. Mai paro talento, ai dono da da dono da 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 dono da la, ai dono da da dono da 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 dono da la. Oh, dad malala, dum da ked malaga, dad malala. Oh, dad malala, dum da ked malaga, dad malala. Rek da ked malaga, dad malala, dum da ked malaga, dad malala. Dad malaga, dad malala, rek da ked malaga, dad malala.
Tariff de Hyduk's beginning Late Junction tonight with a gypsy song. Hello, welcome to the programme. The Idjit boys are Dan Tyler and Conrad McConnell, DJs who, they say, have played whatever they can get away with, and they've been doing it for the last 20 years or so. These two tracks feature Booger Vesseltoft on piano and Hammond, and Andy Hopkins on guitar.
Thank you.
The Idjit Boys from their new album Cellar Door, featuring Booger Vesseltoft on piano and Hammond organ and Andy Hopkins on guitar. A couple of weeks ago, I went along to Cecil Sharp House in London for the launch of the new Penguin Book of English Folk Song, a truly magnificent volume of songs beautifully presented and, of course, a hugely valuable resource, lovingly and carefully researched. Inevitably, there were quite a few musicians there, and I got some reactions to the book from some of them, and Pete Coe even sang to me.
An outlandish knight from the Northlands came, and he came a wooing of me, and he said he would take me to the Northlands, and there he would marry me. Go fetch me some of your father's gold and some of your mother's fee and two best horses that lie in the stable there where there lie 33. That's the Outlandish Knight, which goes on to tell the same story as Bluebeard. You know, it's the Bluebeard Opera, and it's a very, very old song, and some people reckon that he started life in the Far East and travelled the Silk Routes until it came into Europe, and certainly it was on broadsides in France and Germany, and when it reached England again it was on broadsides, and it was one of the most popular of the big ballads. And it's a scary sort of story really, because you know, he takes the young lady off, Dan takes her to the seaside, and he says, get down off the horse, because this is as far as you're going, because six pretty maids have I murdered here, and seventh one you shall be. But this young lady, the seventh young lady, is not prepared to be a victim, and she turns the tables. He ends up in the stream, and off she goes back to her father's house. But, you know, there's a piece of pottery, I think, in the Kremlin Museum, which has got a scene from this song, and it's the scene of the knight sitting under a tree, and in the tree are the heads of the previous six pretty maidens. And it's such a great story.
An outlandish knight from the Northlands came. He came a courting me, and he promised he'd take me into the Northlands, and there would marry me. Go fetch me some of your father's gold, some of your mother's fee, and the two best horses that are in you shall be. she mounted on the lily white horse, leading the dapple grey, and she rode till she came to her father's own door, an hour before it was day. Now the parrot been up in the window so high, and hearing his mistress did say, I'm afraid some ruffian had led you astray, you tarried so long. Tales of me, and your kite shall be of the glittering gold, and your perch of the best ivory. Now her father been up in his bedroom so high, and hearing the parrot did say, what's the matter?
That's Shirley Collins' version of The Outlandish Night, introduced by Pete Coe, who chatted and sang to me at the launch of the new Penguin Book of English Folk Song. Shirley Collins, by the way, is the president of the English Folk Dance and Song Society, and she was also at the launch. And tomorrow here on Late Junction, you can hear my chat with Sam Lee, and he sang as well. Now, here's some music for a Japanese no play.
Yeah. Thank you.
Keelan Philip Corran is 85 this year, grew up in Mississippi, moved to Chicago and played with Sun Ra, but his musical interests know no bounds, as I think you can tell. That was him with a hypnotic brass ensemble, which includes several of his own children, and that was a track called Spin. If you want to get in touch with us on the programme, by the way, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk, and you can also find me on Twitter. Some piano music next tonight by Ligeti. This is Fanfares, played here by Jeremy Denk.
Thank you. Thank you.
The São Paulo Underground Orchestra, featuring Rob Mazurek of Tortoise fame, and a number called Colibri, following Ligeti's Fanfares, played by Jeremy Denk. You're listening to BBC Radio 3, and this is Late Junction. And if you've found us for the very first time tonight, we're usually here Tuesday to Thursday each week. Lute music by the 16th century Spanish composer Alonso Mudara, called an easy fantasia, and that was played there by Jacob Herringman. The Miles Perkin Quartet features the British trumpeter Tom Arthurs, the French pianist Benoit Delbecq, and the two Canadians, Tom Gossage on drums and Miles himself on bass. Their album is called Objects in Mirror Are Closer Than They Appear, and from that here's a track called Street Escape. That's the Miles Perkins Quartet. Miles on bass with trumpeter Tom Arthurs, pianist Benoit Delbecq and percussionist Tom Gossage. That was a track called Street Escape from their album Objects in Mirror Are Closer Than They Appear. Charles Kekalin wrote a set of pieces in the early 20th century inspired by Persian writings, which he called his Persian Hours, a journey across 3 days. He loved playing with orchestral colour and he orchestrated music by Debussy, Fauré and Chopin. From his Persian Hours, this is La Paix du Soir, Evening Peace in the Cemetery.
Thank you. night on the desert, you beside me on the burning sands. Night on the desert, neath the stars we'll answer love's command. Navajo calls to his silver dove. Night on the desert, my dream of love. Night on the desert.
Yeah.
David Moss sounds like Jim Carrey doing an impression of Ella Fitzgerald while being eaten by the creature from Alien. That's the quote David puts on his website in bold letters. Since 1985, he's worked with the likes of John Zorn, Fred Frith, Bill Laswell and Heiner Goebbels. And that was David Moss's Dense Band in a number called Botticelli Niblets, recorded in 1993. Al Boley from 1934 with Lou Stone and his band, Night in the Desert. And a piece by Charles Koechlin, first of all, called Evening Peace in the Cemetery. That comes from his collection of pieces called Persian Hours. While talking of Heiner Goebbels, this is from his new album Stifter's Dinger, inspired by the Austrian writer Adalbert Stifter, who meticulously recorded the sounds and signs of nature. In 2007, Goebbels created a multimedia construction, a performance installation, he called it, for five pianos without pianists, a no-man show. This track features antiphonal singing by Colombian Indians and an extract from a radio news report from Goebbels' archive material from his trip to Latin America in 1985.
El sonido, la vida, el hombre fue llanto, risa, grito, se hundió en el silencio de la reflexión y el aprendizaje para emerger de ello con la palabra, con la música.
Thank you.
Ellika Frisell with a couple of Swedish folk tunes, following a track from the really quite extraordinary new album by Heiner Goebbels called Stifter's Dinger. Palestrina ends Late Junction tonight, but just before that, Paul Schütz and a track called The Palms of Both Hands from an album called Third Sight, which explores the thermal bath complex in the Swiss alpine village of Vals in the context of sense memory, sound mapping and recording in a building tucked into the mountainside, fusing local stone and thermal spring water. Till tomorrow, good night.
Beckens entstehen und zerfallen langsam Wolken. Tief unter dem silbergrünen Boden des Beckens entstehen und zerfallen langsam Wolken. Die meisten Illusionen der Struktur werden durch Motoren aufrechterhalten, welche auf einer verborgenen tieferen Ebene surren und röhren. Drei voneinander gleich weit entfernte Rohre aus einer Bronzelegierung ragen am einen Ende des Beckens aus dem Wasser heraus und biegen sich wie Bischofsstäbe wieder der Wasseroberfläche zu, die sie mit einer gleichbleibenden Menge Wassers unter Druck aufscheuchen. Die Luft ist von reflektierten Geräuschen geschwängert. Im grünen Boden des Beckens entstehen und zerfallen langsam Wolken, als wäre die gesamte Struktur in einem See versenkt, geborgen und nur teilweise tief unter dem silbergrünen Boden des Beckens entstehen und zerfallen langsam Wolken. Von einer kleinen Metallplatte, die meiste Illusionen der Struktur, werden durch Motoren aufrechterhalten, wohlriechende Öle, welche auf einer verborgenen tieferen Ebene surren und röhren. Verlassen zeigen sich auf der Oberfläche des Wassers gleich weit entfernte Rohre aus einer Bronzelegierung, welche unter die Steinbögen am einen Ende des Beckens aus dem Wasser heraus und biegen sich wie Bischofsstäbe wieder der Wasseroberfläche zu, die sie mit einer gleichbleibenden Menge Wasser Treppe unter Druck mit aufscheuchen, führt hinunter in diese kalte, blaue Zelle. Die Luft ist von reflektierten Geräuschen geschwängert. Der Gang, der die Basaltblöcke und die Geometrie der Zellen trennt, führt zu einer Brustruhe, die gesamte Struktur in einem See versenkt, die durch 12 Schlitze und nur teilweise, welche radial durch das obere Drittel der Säule geschnitten wurden, Dampf ausstößt. Drei voneinander gleich weit entfernte Rohre aus einer Bronzelegierung ragen am einen Ende des Beckens aus dem Wasser her. Luft ist von reflektierten Geräuschen geschwängert. Tief unter dem silbergrünen Boden des Beckens entstehen und zerfallen langsam Wolken. Jede der 7 Stufen zeigen sich auf der Oberfläche, die zum Boden dieses Raumes führen, und der nassen Stein ist von klarem, warmen Wasser umspült. Die meisten Illusionen, hunderte von weißen Blütenstämmen durch Motoren aufrechterhalten, welche auf einer verborgenen, tieferen Ebene surren und röhren. Als wäre die gesamte Struktur mit 8 Stufen führt hintereinander gleich weit entfernte Rohre aus einer Bronzelegierung, ragen am einen Ende des Beckens aus dem Wasser heraus und biegen sich wie Bischofsstäbe. Es ist, als wäre die gesamte Struktur in einem See versenkt, geborgen, sondern nur teilweise entwässert worden. Aus Bronze, die durch 12 Schlitze, welche radial durch das obere Drittel der Säule geschwommen wurden, da verlassen, zeigen sich auf der Oberfläche des Wassers und der nassen Steine zitternde Phantomstrukturen des Beckens, welche unter die Steinböden fallen und in den Berg hineintauchen. Als wäre die gesamte Struktur in einem See versenkt, geborgen und nur teilweise tief unter dem zentralen Becken des Beckens wird die Wasseroberfläche von der Schwerkraft langsam durch parallel zu den obersten Stufen verlaufende Schlitze gespannt. Von einer kleinen Metallplatte, die meisten der Illusionen der Struktur, dieser Zelle, werden durch Motoren aufrechterhalten. Eine schmale Treppe mit 8 Stufen führt hinunter in diese kalte, blaue Zelle. Verlassen zeigen sich auf der Oberfläche voneinander gleich weit entfernte Steine aus einer Bronzelegierung, welche unter die Steinböden am einen Ende des Beckens aus dem Wasser heraus und biegen sich wie Bischofsstäbe wieder der Wasseroberfläche zu, die sie mit einer gleichbleibenden Menge schmale Treppe unter Druck mit aufscheuchen, führt hinunter in diese kalte, blaue Zelle. Die Luft ist von reflektierten Geräuschen geschwängert. Der Gang, der die Basaltblöcke und die Geometrie der Zellen trennt, es ist, als wäre die gesamte Struktur in einem See versenkt, die durch 12 Schlitze und nur teilweise, welche radial durch das obere Drittel der Säule geschnitten worden, Dampf ausstößt. Von einer kleinen Metallplatte nahe der Wasseroberfläche dieser Zelle sickern diskret wohlriechende Öle ins Wasser. Verlassen zeigen sich auf der Oberfläche des Wassers und der nassen Steine zitternde Phantomstrukturen, welche unter die Steinböden und in den Berg hinein tauchen.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Switzerland is our destination first today for a concert given in Lugano in December 2011. Pietari Inkinen conducts the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana, and you can hear them in Brahms' Fourth Symphony in 40 minutes from now. First, they're teamed up with the young Russian pianist Daniil Trifonov, barely into his 20s but already gaining extraordinary reviews. I heard him play live when I was on my travels in Italy last year. On that occasion, he tried to sneak into the hall after the interval to listen to the rest of the programme and was promptly mobbed by the audience for autographs. Here he is, playing Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto.